customer support, how can I help you? Okay, I will help you to remove the pop-up from your screen, okay? So before we go ahead, I will ask you some questions that what were you doing when you got this pop-up on your screen? Okay, and what you are searching, sir? Okay, and sir, from the number which you are calling me right now, this is the number which is connected to your Microsoft account? Okay. Okay, now sir, can you help me that which device you are using, like it's a MacBook, it's a laptop, or it's a Dell desktop? Okay, and sir, may I know how old your desktop is? 4 years old desktop you have, am I correct, sir? Okay, you have a 1 year old desktop. Sir, can you help me with your first and last name? It's R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert Rudin, R-U-D-I-N, am I correct? R-U-D-E-N. Okay, and can you help me with your email address? R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert dot R-U-D-E-N, Rudin. After Rudin, what did you told me? And sir, can you help me with your current zip code? So that I can go ahead and locate your account. 20241, 20241, okay. Sir, just to confirm, you reside in Washington, D.C.? Hello? Okay. Okay, sir, give me a moment. Let me go ahead and raise a ticket under your concern. Meanwhile, may I know how is your day going so far? Okay, sir, I have pulled up your account details and I have checked your account. And I can see there, like, it seems like there is a breach on your network, which means it's an attempt of hacking which has taken place on your computer. Yes? So you don't worry, I will help you to remove those hackers from it. But before we go ahead, are you the only user who used this desktop? Okay, or may I know that someone has used your desktop in past 48 hours? Or may I know that have you shared your Wi-Fi password with anyone in last 48 hours? Because it seems like it's an attempt of hacking on your desktop in past 48 hours. And it seems like hackers are continuously trying to attack your identity and network. So now what I have to do is I have to go ahead and I have to create a Microsoft temporary security on your desktop. So it will help you to remove those hackers from it. And once I remove those hackers from it, then you will never get a pop-up on your screen, okay? No, sir, there's not, because you have a Microsoft customer. And customer priority is our satisfaction. Customer satisfaction is our priority, I mean. Okay? Okay, so, sir, if you'll get disconnected, then my name is Kevin Cooper. Write down my... Okay, I want you to write the ticket number which I have raised under your concern, okay? So I want you to write down my name first. My name is Kevin Cooper. Do you want me to spell it out for you? Kevin Cooper? Okay. Now note down my employee ID. My employee ID is 0542. And the ticket number which I have raised under your concern is D as in Delta, 879, and H as in Hotel. Okay, now let me go ahead and create an extra security on your Microsoft account so that it will help you to remove the hackers. So now I want you to open your desktop. Are you on your desktop? Yes, sir. I want you to press Windows key and R2 together. Now there's a command box open in your desktop that says run. Okay, now type that www.ultraviewer.net, type in capital letter. I will spell it out for you, www. U as in umbrella, L as in Lima, T as in Tom, R as in Romeo, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I as in ice cream, E as in elephant, W as in whiskey, Again, E as an elephant. Then R is in Romeo. Then put a dot over there and type net. N-E-T, net. Now I want you to press enter over there. When you press enter, it will take you to your browser screen that says you to download ultraviewer.net. Am I correct? Yes, I want you to download the application on your phone. You will see there the option listed over there is download. I want you to click on download. Okay, did the app started downloading? Okay, sir. Yes. Download the application direct. Yes, open files. Install the application. Yes, click on next. Again, click on next. Yes, click on install. Yes. Let the application be installed. Once the application will be installed, you will see the open option over there. Okay, now open the application. Okay, sir, can you go ahead and share that ID and password with me so that I can go ahead and connect your desktop with my Microsoft Secured Server? Okay, okay, okay. And what's the password, sir? 313. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm sending you a request on your Microsoft application which we have downloaded right now. You will receive a request on your screen and you accept the request, okay? Okay, sir. Check, I have sended you the request. Do you receive any pop-up on your screen? Okay, now your device is successfully connected with my secured server. Sir, may I know that what are you doing on your computer? Sir, your device is successfully connected with my secured server, and when I get connected to your device, it seems like there is a pornography video on. Okay, no sir, I can see a pornography video when I get connected to your device, sir. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm sending you a request once again. Okay, do you see any option that says you to disconnect it? Okay, disconnect that. Okay, now I will recheck the ID and password once with you. So the ID is 80966311. And the password is 19313. Am I correct? The pop-up on your screen that says you to connect it. Okay. Again, your device is... Yes, sir. No, sir. I'm not doing anything on your computer, but I can see that you have started a pornography video over there, sir. You are skipping the pornography video. Sir, you are lying with me. Sir, you are lying with me. You are watching a pornography video. This is your pornography video. Maka bosada. Chinal ke. Eh, randi ke bache. अरे भोसड़ी वाले कौन से सेंटर से कॉल बैक कर रहा है तू किधर से कॉल कर रहा है माधरचोद बंबई अंधेरी साकीना का MIDC बंबई अंधेरी घाटकोपर हाँ घाटकोपर में जाके गांड चाट मेरी लवड़े तेरा बाप